bank hangar assignment of lease.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have a lease assignment for you to consider this morning. This is a ground lease for what we call Lot E at the airport, which is two doors down from the state police hangar. You may recall that this lease, the original lease was written in 1997 with Allen Family Foods. It was then assigned to Meridian Aviation, I think in 2008. Had some issues with the bank, and then we assigned the lease for the property to County Bank in 2014. They've been trying to sell the hangar, the 5,400 square foot hangar that's on the property. And I believe they've come to some sort of an agreement with Rickards Aviation LLC, Aviation Group LLC, and they're requesting that the lease be assigned to Rickards, which requires your written approval. Be glad to answer any questions, but I do have a motion if you're ready.
Questions of council?
The county bank acquired it because I guess the through a mortgage or they just
it was an assignment in lieu of foreclosure.
Okay, so they ended up took that as their
correct.
Okay.
It's actually been for sale since about 2010.
What was the asking price of it?
The last one that I saw was $390,000.
And what was the price that it went for? Or going for?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask them.
Now, when we're signing the lease, does that mean the banks are we assigning it? Leaseholder will be the bank or the new owner? They've actually sold it.
It will be Rickards Aviation Group LLC.
Okay, so then the bank will be out of the picture.
Correct.
Yeah, the bank took the position of the creditor, so they were able to step in with the same lease that they had, and now they're assigning this. They've been able to sell it.
More questions?
Yeah, just curious. You know, there's a vacuum in there between. What happens when they sell it, and look at the time that the before they sell it, where they expected to maybe take in a little bit more money. I'm just wondering how that sometimes companies come in and buy other companies, and so they call it looting because they will take advantage and they will get a very good price of if the subject business is at a disadvantage. And I'm just wondering where the balance of the difference of what it was worth and what was paid, where does that come into the picture? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, the
is that a profit it, that
it's,
goes?
It's my understanding that the bank had a certain amount of money that
right.
was due it. They had to take over, and then they were selling for the best price that they could get.
Okay.
In order to try to recoup their losses.
So they certainly have a right to
and
do that.
So, mm-hmm. And they have a right to do that because mm-hmm. they stepped into the same position as what their creditor had. And now they, just like any other bank, they don't like to, they're not in the business of hangar rental. They're in the business of loaning money. So now they're selling this so they can recoup some of their losses.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
A motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the assignment of the lease for Lot E at Delaware Coastal Airport from County Bank to Rickards Aviation Group, LLC, as presented.
That lease expires July 31st, 2027?
2027, and then there's 2 5-year options after that.
But at the 2027 date, Mr. Moore, then we renegotiate the cost of that lease?
The 2 5-year extensions with only tenant notice indicated, and they would still have the same terms, I believe, on that. Is that correct, Mr. Hicken?
Correct.
Yes. It would be still the same terms.
So after 11 years, we still have 2 more 5-year extensions, you said?
Yes.
So you're basically 11, you're looking like 21 years.
If they would exercise it.
Everything.
Yeah. And it is the same lease that was originally executed.
Okay. Mr. President, may I?
Mr. Hartley.
Mr. Hickman, this is a, originally a 30-year lease, is that correct?
Correct.
So right now we are in the final 10 years of that original 30-year lease.
Right, 10 or 11.
Right. Give or take. And based on the original language and based on the original position of this county from 20 years ago, we are needing to continue on, obviously, we are needing to continue on with this lease.
There was a substantial amount of investigation of the lease, looking at the terms, set up certain criteria as to the use of the lease to see if it met the criteria for an assignment. It did, as far as payments, another issue that was investigated, and you know, the lease was not executed by us, by this current council. It was a predecessor council. At that point, the goal was to create leases so that they could fill the airport, get employment, and you know, County Bank got the lease. They were stuck with the terms of the lease, just like we are, and they're entitled to assign the lease by its terms. From a policy standpoint, what this council has instructed us to do and what we do on all future leases, as those leases, all their terms expire, as we're looking negotiating new leases, we are putting language in all new leases that when they get assigned, we do have the right to renegotiate. So with any new leases that this council hits, we put the language in there that we can reassign, or excuse me, that we can renegotiate at assignment. Okay. But we cannot do that on a lease that's already there. That's just standard landlord-tenant law.
Pleasure of council. We have a motion.
Nikki Hayred, a motion.
I'm making sure we got a motion.
I have a motion,
Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah, I want to make a motion.
Is there a second?
Sorry.
Second, yeah. Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I don't like the lease, but we don't have much of a say, so therefore I will say yes.
I totally agree with you. to think that that's $2,300 a year for the next 20 years is I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Rob Davis.
Good morning. I'm Rob Davis from the Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I'm here this morning to report on a public hearing that we held on October 8th at 1 p.m. at the American Legion Post 28 on Legion Road near Oak Orchard. The purpose of the public hearing was to consider annexation of an area of land to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Little history on the annexation. On May 24th, 2011, I came to County Council and permission was granted to prepare and post public hearing notices for the proposed annexation area. On July 26, 2011, County Council deferred action on the proposal to extend the boundary to include the proposed annexation area. Because the developer had lacked a timeline, it was uncertain when construction and so forth would occur. On June the 2nd, 2015, the County Council approved an agreement with the developer that establishes a timeline and is backed up with a letter of credit and or an escrow agreement. On October 8th, 2015, a second public hearing was held to update residents on the proposed boundary extension and revised project by the developer in Sussex County. The area is shown on the screen, highlighted in yellow. Prior to the public hearing, public notices were posted. We advertised in the Sussex County Post, and we mailed letters to each property owner in the yellow area. The public hearing was attended by county employees that included Mr. Joe Wright, acting county engineer, John Ashman, director of utility planning, and myself, a planner with utility planning. We discussed the proposed boundaries. The preliminary system layout, sewer rates, and a possible schedule. For your information, the proposal includes the developer of the Deerbrook area, which is shown over in this area. The developer of the Deerbrook area will be building a pump station in this area and providing the site for the pump station to the sewer district. They will be building a force main out to the Route 24 connection point. They will be providing gravity lines also along that section of Autumn Road. And they will complete a crossing of Route 24 with a gravity sewer line. So that will bring sewer to the west side of Route 24 in that area. The developer will complete their on-site collection system and the area shown in gray out towards Route 24. And then on a later schedule, at some future time, perhaps 3 to 5 years if County Council agrees, on the annexation area, the county, Sussex County would undertake completion of the collection system shown in the tan area. Following the public hearing, we asked for a show of hands. And at that time, well, there were 24 persons attending the public hearing, plus the developer and the developer's engineer. We had 24 persons then actually for the Autumn and Branch Road areas, not including the developer. There were 16 in favor of providing sewer to the area and 8 opposed. Prior to the public hearing and after the public hearing, we received 3 additional emails or phone calls in favor of the annexation and 7 opposed. So the total informal vote is 19 in favor and 15 opposed. Any questions?
And that carries it, the 19 to 15, what you're saying?
19 in favor, 15 opposed.
So we're at the go, right? Is what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Slightly, yes.
Questions of council?
Sounds like fairly contested when it's almost 50-50. But
yes.
Typically, you don't see those kind of close votes.
Yes.
Is there any reason why? I mean, why would you speculate?
In terms of opposition, we heard homes being used only infrequently on weekends, on-site systems working well, citizens on fixed income, systems working fine. In terms of the cost of what it would be to the future users of the district, it will join the Long Neck Sewer District. And if you grouped our sewer districts kind of low, medium, and high cost to the users, the Long Neck District is among the lowest that we have. A home with 75 feet of frontage, I think the estimate was $543.
A year?
$553 a year. That's a typical home in that Autumn Road, Branch Road area.
And the soil, how about the soils in the area? Are the soils typically decent soils, or?
I'm not real certain on that, no. We've over the years heard that there have been failures. The night of the public hearing, we heard two people tell us they've recently replaced systems or installed a new system. We had two of those.
So they probably don't want to go on to the new.
Those were two that were opposed, yes.
Yeah, they would be obviously be opposed.
Mr. President, may I
real quick,
because of the concern of cost associated with these consumers, if I recall, did we not implement a new program earlier this year, Ms. Jennings, regarding, you know, if they had a system that was installed not too long ago, then we have the opportunity to provide a certain program or a payment program for them? Is that
correct.
Not correct?
If they have a new system in place that's been recently installed.
Right.
Correct. And their rate, usually what we do is when we come bring in rates, they're about $1,000 per 100 foot. So they are lower compared to most districts that we put in place. So $643 compared to $1,000.
I ask this only because of as the numbers, but in the event something like this, of course, passes, how do we communicate to the residents regarding this payment option if indeed they actually have a septic that was installed recently? I mean, what is our process of communicating that?
At the public hearing, we had handouts that included a listing of contacts and phone numbers for assistance programs that were available. Mm-hmm.
But for those that are not physically there present, I guess there is, if they're approved, then do we just automatically send out something to those residents? I'm just wondering if somebody's not here, how will they know?
That's a good question. You guys, engineering sends out a letter once it's been approved.
I believe the utility permits division sends a letter out prior to billing beginning. And billing would not begin until service is available.
We actually did mention it at the public hearing for those that were there. Right. Mm-hmm. But this being relatively new, I think that has to be something that's added to the connection letter when we do that.
Right.
Okay. Pointing out to them that if they have a newer system, to please contact us for the new program.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'm sure you're scheduling these hearings or meetings at a time when the folks who only are here on weekends can attend. I'm sure that. That's taken into consideration.
This one was actually planned during the week, but we had actually a better turnout than we thought we were going to have for
no
that.
No complaints
area.
About the.
But they all got letters, and they were all informed that they could let us know by email or letter.
I'm glad to hear that.
Okay.
Anything else from council?
Thank you.
You have a resolution, don't you?
I have a resolution. Could I read the title of it?
Read, please, the short title.
I'm sorry?
The short title, yes.
Yes. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include an area of land west of John J. Williams Highway near the intersection with Autumn Road east of the town of Millsboro.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
My count.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll vote yes. I think the expansion of county sewer is always a good thing.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lawrence Lank.
Thank you.